Feedback is the breakfast for champions. Certainly one thing that has helped Sarah and her business go from yay to yay over the last year. Welcome to the session. Sarah, great to have you here. How are you?
Hi, I'm great, thank you. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure to have you, and I'm really excited about what's about to come because you've shared some really good nuggets already. God knows what's going to happen over the next 10, 15 minutes or so. So really glad to have you on board today. Plenty of wonderful things to go through with you. But let's get started with a very simple or fundamental point, actually, Sarah. Tell us a bit about your business and what kind of services you provide.
Yeah, sure. So 10 out of 10 is an app and platform that connects clients to service providers in the hair, beauty and wellness industry. So if you're a client and you're looking for a treatment, you could search for eyelash extensions, your location, and you will find a list of service providers in your area that you can chat with, book with and leave reviews.
Amazing. So you're really simplifying finding the right treatment for people so people can kind of see who they're after, where they're based, and just find the most convenient location for them, right?
Yes, absolutely. That was the idea behind 10 out of 10 in the first place, was just to make booking beauty convenient.
Amazing. Now, what you've done over there is you've kind of created a whole new type of business. From my research and from what I've heard, there aren't many other platforms that exist that do what you do. So you've kind of taken a step into the unknown, which is what a lot of business owners would feel. Now, maybe would you be able to talk us through how you went about, you know, taking a step into the unknown, creating a business that doesn't exist? Because a lot of business owners could have fear in this area. They may not go and do new things. They may just repeat similar ideas again and again. How did you go about doing something that no one's ever done before?
Yeah, I mean, it was a big step and a big jump, and it was very scary, but I feel like I had a lot of passion for what it was that I wanted to create, and I had a lot of confidence that this idea would work. I know myself and a lot of other people that I know would really benefit from an app and platform like this, and not to mention hair, beauty and wellness professionals who could really benefit from getting new clients and, you know, not being charged lots of commission and things like that. So I really have belief in the idea, so I just went for it.
Amazing. So it sounds like as if it's the belief and passion behind the benefits this can bring to people that kind of helped you take the risk into the world of unknown. Now, you also mentioned earlier on that you've got an amazing team around you. So I'm thinking let's dig into that a bit more for people's learnings. Well, in your opinion, through the years you've been in business, are the key things that are important in creating a successful team?
Yeah, so for me, I think one of the main things in creating a successful team is for the individuals to understand the product or the service or just the company as and yeah, the people that I hired really understood 10 out of 10 and what it was that I was trying to achieve. And also I feel like we had the same morals and the same drive.
So important, isn't it? I mean, you kind of touched on some important topics over there, all sharing the same vision, being passionate about the same kind of goal that you have, and similar morals, which kind of touches on to kind of business culture, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
And from your opinion, how important is having a good business culture, and why is it so important from your perspective? And why should business owners maybe consider and focus on creating good morals and a good business culture in their business?
I really feel like the whole work environment that you create is really the make or break of your business. And we've created such a healthy, positive work environment here where everybody loves coming into work. And also, I feel like with 10 out of 10, we really want to do good things with it. We want to give back to the community. We've already partnered with NHS Give Blood to encourage our users to start donating. And I feel like having employees that really understood that vision and shared those same morals about giving back has really helped.
Absolutely. I mean, giving back normally comes back to you as well. So it's a great moral to have. Now, I don't like getting age involved, but you are a young lady and you've recently finished university and you've created the business. So we can't say you've been in business for decades, more like years. And you've achieved so much, which is so envious for plenty of young people out there. You've gone from completing your education to creating a business and making great progress and strides. So what advice would you have for, people that are at that stage of university looking to maybe follow a passion? What advice, what in fact, what one piece of advice would you give to that graduate from university or college or finishing the education system to go out and start their business?
I say if you have an idea that you really believe in, it can be very daunting, the idea of, just going out there and starting it. But if you really believe in that idea and you're passionate about it, don't give up on it. I mean, even if you make attempts to start the business and you get knocked back, you get setbacks, just keep getting back up and you will get there eventually. Just don't give up on it.
Brilliant. So it's all about determination and not giving up on it.
Absolutely.
Now, sounds like you've probably learned a lot in the last couple of years, in the last few years since you've been running your business. What would you say are, generally speaking, the key things you've learned from the mistakes you've made?
I'm really sorry. Can you hear that outside
Can't hear anything
in the
really.
background? Okay, good. It's very noisy. I'm really sorry. Are we able to edit that? Okay, stop now. Sorry, may you please repeat that question?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, sure. So in the few years you've been involved in business, I'm pretty sure there's plenty of lessons you've learned or mistakes you've made and the lessons you've learned from those mistakes. What would be your top two or three lessons you've learned in whichever way, sure, whether it's people-based lessons, process-based lessons, or times of when you screwed up and you've learned an important lesson? Maybe could you take us, talk us through a couple of scenarios, key learnings?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, for me, it would definitely be to trust my gut instinct more because I didn't have a business background. So I was always looking for third party opinions from other people. Whereas I knew my product and I knew how I wanted it to be. And if I had had more confidence in myself and trusted my gut instincts, then I think things would have gone the way that I'd wanted to in the first place. Well, sorry, what was
Yeah,
the
just share one other example
question
of that, if you can. That is, and that's such an important one, trusting your gut instinct. I mean, we hear plenty of people talking about research your market, research this, make objective decisions based on stats and numbers and data, which is all valid and can all be useful. But gut instinct is just simply that thing that we're born with that a lot of people, or left brain people like they call themselves, the logic people like to ignore. I mean, what advice or encouragement could you give to people to kind of also go with their gut?
I feel like when you know that you know your product and you know what it is that you want to create, and a lot of people will come in with different opinions based on their own experiences with their own businesses, but you know what it is that you want to create, and I think have confidence in yourself that you are right with that. And it's inevitable that you're going to have ups and downs when it comes to business. There are things that are going to go wrong, and I think when you can really accept that that is very normal. I mean, the more I delve into the world of business, I'm really understanding it's very normal in a startup for things to go wrong. And I think once you accept that and understand that, then it's fine.
Amazing. And that touches on a really important kind of life lesson that's been left out there by really good life and business philosophers, in that awareness is a foundation of all wisdom. And it seems as if you've really taken that on board right away, that just being aware, hey, look, business is never going to be an easy ride, except rather, that is always going to be ups and downs. That's a very mature takeaway very early in your journey. So love it. Smashing
Thank
stuff.
you.
Let's switch focus to role models. Clearly you're growing like most people. They're growing into the world of business, acquiring skills, learning how to plan, execute, etc. Who do you follow, or what do you follow to continuously keep inspiring you or helping you grow?
So I don't have any like an individual in particular that I follow. However, the people that really inspire me the most and the people that I really feel are so successful are people who are maybe in a full-time job and they're not very happy and they don't love it and they really want to set up their own business or they want to become self-employed. And the people who manage to take that jump to do it and they can leave their full-time job and then they can do what it is that they love full time. I have so much respect for them. I think it takes a lot of courage to do that. And they inspire me. Also, people who give back to the community, even if you might not have a lot to give, it doesn't have to be money. It could be donating blood. It could be just being kind to people. And I find it so inspiring. And that is a lot of what is behind my drive to give back.
So important, is it, to see who's made that jump, who's taken that risk, because there's a huge amount of stability they're giving up with a full-time job into jumping into the world of unknown, and that in itself is an admirable attribute to this. Taking it one step forward now, looking into the future, and none of us have a crystal ball, and so we can't tell what the future is all about, but from your experience and the reflections you've probably been doing around your business, what would you say are the top three challenges that you as a business owner are likely to face over the coming 12 months? Now, yes, there could be a tough economy and a tough political climate, etc. But let's park all those external things aside and maybe look a bit introvertly or internally in your business and maybe with yourself. What would you say are the top three challenges that you may come across that other business owners should also be aware of for their sake?
I would say potentially the expansion and the rate that we're going to expand. Ideally, I mean within the next 5 years, I'd definitely like to be spread out all over the UK and expanding into Europe. But within the next 12 months, I think just that initial expansion, because especially with we are software as a service, so we're doing B2B and B2C. So just trying to get all of those users on in different towns, so getting the service providers on and then also having the clientele there at the same time, I think that is probably going to be our biggest challenge.
Amazing. So really expanding and conquering in a nice way the whole of the UK is your immediate business challenge. How about challenges in terms of people and recruitment? As you grow, do you see challenges in the world of looking after, managing, attracting, and working with really talented people?
So in terms of in terms of the people that
Yeah,
we bring
building your
on or
team.
in yeah, I think I don't know actually. I think there's lots of talented people out there. I don't really know what you mean by the question, sorry.
No, as in, like, sometimes recruiting can be a challenge. Getting the right people on board, avoiding the bad eggs, making sure your team are gelling together, etc.
Oh. I
Yeah.
see what you mean. Sorry. Okay. Can we start that one again?
Yeah, of course, go for it.
Okay. So I think when it comes to recruitment, especially as we begin to have offices all over the UK, but I'm only trying to recruit people that will fit the work environment that I'm looking to create. It's also finding the talent because we've got some very talented employees at the moment and trying to keep that standard, it might be quite difficult.
Yeah, especially as you know, the economy picks back up again, and the labor maybe a good labor become may become scarce again because there's plenty of businesses expanding. Makes sense. Finally, as
Yeah.
we wrap up the session, if you were to start all over again, your business, if you were to start your business all over again, what one change would you make based on all of your learnings and experience so far?
So firstly, I would be a lot more confident in myself. I would trust my judgment as well. And I would have definitely have gone straight in and created an app from the beginning rather than doing a trial with a website.
Okay.
And yeah.
Fabulous. So in this case, you went for the website first and then the app, but you're saying be confident, believe in yourself. Know that you know your stuff and just go straight for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing. Love it. Well, Sarah, you've been nothing but inspirational this Friday afternoon. Some amazing gems you've shared already. I've made half a page of notes already on everything you said. And no doubt the listeners today are going to get amazing value from the listening that they've done this afternoon. Thank you very much for your time. We look forward to maybe having you back again in the future and hope our paths cross again. Take care, my dear. Thank you.
Yeah, I would love that. Thank you so much for your time, Amit.
Pleasure.